الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم. يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد آتيناك سبعا من المثاني والقرآن العظيم. وقال في مقام آخر: ولا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم زهرة الحياة الدنيا لنفتنهم فيه ورزق ربك خير وأبقى. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. A very, very great gift which Allah Ta'ala has given us is Surah Fatiha, the opening chapter of the Quran Sharif. There are many aspects. There are ulama who have written tafsir up to 40 volumes just on Surah Fatiha. What knowledge have we got? We got nothing compared to that. And the little bit Allah gave us in this little time, we can't speak about all that. We would love to speak about it. It's so enjoyable, so wonderful, so beneficial, but we haven't got so much time. For other things, we have got a lot of time, but for deen, then we find it difficult to have time. So even this little bit, which I would just be able to explain a little bit, and may Allah make it, explain it in the best possible way, that we all can understand what is this great treasure which Allah has given to us in the form of Suratul Fatiha. It is the opening chapter of the Quran Sharif. It is the opening chapter of our life. It is the opening chapter of our shifa, our health. It is the opening chapter of everything. If we come to understand what this Quran, what this opening chapter is, then we will see it, what a great opening it is for us, for our life to open up, our akhirah to open up. It is all in this chapter. And Allah Ta'ala is so great ihsan. A person who makes all his namazes full, that is, for example, Zuhr 12 rakats, Asr 8, Isha 17. So about close to 50 times he will read Surah Fatiha. Or the Imam will read on his behalf, or it will be silent in the third and fourth rakat. But still the Imam is reading, and we should also read, but in our heart, the Hanafis, without moving our tongue, without moving our lips. So there is a message. Why did Allah make it that so many times? And if unfortunately, how most of us, our namazes, we make shortcuts. Isha is only 9 rakats, Asr is only 4 rakats. Allah forgive us. In that case, about 30 times a day still, we are hearing and we are reading Surah Fatiha. So what is in this surah? Why has Allah put it so much? Unfortunately, to us it doesn't dawn at all. We just, how many times a day also we are not conscious of? And we are so unmindful. the basic things of life also we don't pay attention. And these are major things, but also in ghaflat we pass. And undoubtedly in the akhirat we'll come to know the value, and like the saying goes, we'll like to kick ourselves in the back. We won't be able to, we'll want to eat our fingers up to the wrist and up to the elbows. That what treasures Allah had given me. Where I wasted my time in sports. Where I wasted my time in holidays. Where I wasted my time in useless pursuits. And these great treasures, I didn't pay any attention to them. May Allah open our eyes. It comes, it is narrated, the people in the Qabristan, they get surprised at us. That these people have got so much time and they don't make two rakats of namaz, nafal namaz. Like for example, tomorrow is Saturday. Saturday afternoon, many people are free. After that Sunday, many are free on a Sunday. But we just laze our time, just pass our time. If we could make two, four rakats of namaz, read one, two suparas of Quran Sharif, read some Islamic literature, good, authentic, how much we will benefit. They get surprised. And unfortunately, it just all the time repeats itself. When we will go in the qabr, we will think of the people of dunya like that. And the people of dunya who've got the time, who can make valuable their time, they are negligent. They are unmindful. We don't. May Allah make us. There are those few people. One time, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was making tawaf of Kaaba Sharif. One person was making dua, and his dua was, Allahumma ij'alni min al-qaleelin. Oh Allah, make me amongst the few people. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, what kind of dua are you making? That you want to be amongst the few people. So he said, oh Amirul Mu'mineen, didn't you read in the Quran Sharif, qaleelam ma tu'minun, qaleelam ma tashkurun, qaleelam ma tadhakkarun. All the good things, few people do it. So make me amongst those few who will take lesson. So may Allah make us amongst those who take lesson of this great Suratul Fatiha. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَعْتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي. We have given you seven of the verses which are repeated, often repeated, as I said, up to 50 times, up to 30 times. And then we are encouraged to read it after Farz Namaz also. Amongst other wazifas and duas, we are encouraged to read it. At night before going to sleep, we are encouraged to read it. Many other occasions. So altogether, how many times? So Allah says, these seven verses which are often repeated, it's a great namat we have given you. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ. In the year it is maqame, the namat of Allah, which Allah is explaining. That what great namat we gave you, this seven ayat. سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي. والقرآن العظيم. And we gave you Qur'an العظيم. The reality of this is that all the kitabs Allah revealed to all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the major ones that we know, Torah, Zabur, Injil, all that subject matter Allah has put it into the Qur'an Sharif. And all what is in the Qur'an Sharif, Allah has put it in Surah Fatiha. So this is والقرآن العظيم, that we gave you the whole Qur'an. And the summary of it, the crux, the essence of it, we gave it to you in Surah Fatiha. And we made it for you that you repeat it so many times a day. If it was our choice, we shouldn't read it once. Allah made it that we must repeat it. And up to perhaps 60, 70, 80 times a day, a person reads it. And he's not even really conscious. And he's reading this great namat. If any other namat somebody gives us, and he gives it to us over and over, whatever great namat, how much won't we appreciate it? But we, unfortunately, we as Muslims, we were supposed to realize this great namat and then teach the rest of the Muslims, teach the rest of the world. But unfortunately, we are learning the wrong things from them. Their filthy, dirty ways we are bringing into our lives. Our duty was to teach them these great values of life. So Allah has given this. Then in another place in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, when you have got this great namat, وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعَنَا بِهِ. What the other people have got, what we gave them, Don't stretch your eyes and look at what they have got. Lalkchai aankho se, that with eyes of great hope, raal tapakta hai, that in your mouth you are like listening for that way of life of the kuffar. What a sad thing that the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam today desires to live the lives of the kuffar, their sports, their entertainment, their types of houses, their ways of cars, all their type of things. We look at, we see what we have got. We don't appreciate the great treasure we have got. And we are looking at, stretching our eyes and look. So Allah says, وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَىٰ مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ. And whatever all the things we have put together for them, زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. These are just the outward beauty of this dunya. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Rahimullah, says, Bulbul ko ye khabar bhi dena. Inform the nightingale that is singing so beautiful in the garden, that is during the spring, summer season. The garden is green and lush, and it's wonderful. It's flying from branch to branch, and it's singing so beautifully that this very garden will become autumn and winter also. Then you won't find all this beautiful green leaves and the lush garden. So just like that, this dunya of ours, for a little while, just outwardly as a test, لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِي. As a test, Allah made this beautiful, this dunya look beautiful. Otherwise, in reality, this dunya is not beautiful at all. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah, that, Ya Allah, show me this dunya. What is the reality of this dunya? So Allah Ta'ala showed Isa alayhi salatu wasalam the arm of a lady, took it out of her burqa, and there was so much of attraction in that arm, like shining, beautiful. So Isa alayhi salam thought, if this is the case of her arm is so beautiful, how beautiful mustn't be her face also. So he made dua, Ya Allah, when you have shown me, let her pick up her niqab and let me see her face also. So Allah accepted, she picked up the niqab, and then he saw an old lady, the eye sockets gone in, the cheeks, the cheekbone all gone in, teeth have fallen out, one, two, yellow, dirty, long teeth, that's all what was left, very, very ugly. And then she wanted to run, he wanted to run away, seeing such a fearful scene, he wanted to run away. That arm she showed was her left arm that was so beautiful. And then she took it, opened her other arm and took a dagger and stabbed him dead. For a person who admires this dunya. So Isa alayhi salam asked, Oh Allah, what is this? He says, a person who gets tempted with dunya, just seeing this one arm, the little bit outside of dunya, لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِي زَهْرَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, the beauty of this dunya which we made, and all just to test them with that. And then when you see reality, how many people, when they get involved in dunya, now they want to come out, but they can't come out. And then they suffer the consequences. And then they, what is that? Then Shaykh dunya takes the other arm with a dagger and stabs you. Now you find you got a heart attack. Now you find you got endless problems. You don't know how to solve your problems. Now you find people turning to drugs, people turning to alcohol, people becoming mad, all these dunya's things. So it is just a test, لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِي وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرُ أَبْقَى. And the rosy of your Rabb is much more better and everlasting. And the rosy of your Rabb is Quran Sharif. Once we were by our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, and Maulana, a great mufassir of the Quran Sharif, Maulana Aslam Shaykh Opuri. He was a great alim and of tafsir. His life was devoted to Quran Sharif. And they made him shaheed on the basis of Quran. He should go and explain people Quran Sharif, because they did not like that he's bringing the truth and making, enlightening the people of the Quran. On the Quran they made him shaheed. What a great position. Anyway, when he came to our Shaykh and they were discussing two great giants of knowledge, of taqwa, of piety, just to be present in such a gathering is such a great honor, such a great privilege that Allah put us, or Allah gives a person that occasion, and then their discussion that takes place. And what ilmi discussion took place. Allahu Akbar. Anyway, amongst that, Maulana Aslam Shaykh Puri told that only for the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala has used so many wasta, so many intermediaries to make dua that, Ya Allah, give me the Quran Sharif. We all should, it's simple for us, in Munajat-e-Maqbool, the Thursday Manzil, and the Friday Manzil also, the first dua. The Thursday Manzil, that, oh Allah, I'm asking you, putting a sifarish for you, all the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, all the kitabs of before, so many things are mentioned, about 1.5 pages of all the intermediaries. So something you're going to ask, something very special after that. And what is that? What is being asked? وَرْزُقْنِي الْقُرْآنَ الْكَرِيمِ عَظِيمِ. And oh Allah, give me the Qur'an as a rosy. And our Shaykh on another instance explained that rosy, like nobody will die until he finishes his rosy. Your last drop of water, your last grain of rice, your grass, speck of sugar, salt, till you don't finish your rosy, you won't be able to die. So, oh Allah, give me the full, what is meant for me of Quran Sharif. Give it to me as my rosy. وَرْزُقْنِي الْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ وَتُخَلِّتَهُ بِلَحْمِ. And mix it, like something, women know more better when they make a baking, etc. You must mix this and mix it thoroughly. The whole texture must become like that. So mix Quran Sharif, but my meat. In Quran Sharif must be in my life. وَرْزُقْنِي وَتُخَلِّتُ بِلَحْمِ وَدَمِي. And mix it with my blood. My blood runs in my whole body. Quran Sharif must run in my whole body. وَسَمْعِي. And with my ears, I must hear just only Quran. Very fortunate are those people who read Quran Sharif so beautifully. And when you listen, you just want to keep on listening. And this is a case where the Quran is beautiful. And if the reader is also beautiful, then what to say? How you enjoy. So our hearing, we just be hearing Quran Sharif. وَسَمْعِي وَبَصَرِي. And mix the Quran Sharif with my eyes. I only see Quran Sharif. When I read Quran Sharif. And the teachings of the Quran I see in my whole life, all the time. Wherever I look, I only see Quran. Unfortunately, we have made our eyes filthy, dirty, full of guna. Looking at filthy woman, where can we see the beauty of the Quran? Looking at haram woman all the time, whether on the street, whether in the shops or shopping malls, whether on the phone, when we are looking at filth and dirt, then how can we see the beauty of the Quran? A person, Sunday morning, for example, nikah, 11 o'clock, and the groom comes here and he's a motor mechanic, and he was working on his car, and he's coming here with his overall, and all grease on his body. People won't let him enter the masjid also. Hey, first go home, bath, wear clean clothes. Then you can come here. He said, I'm the groom. Whether you're the groom or you're the broom. But you can't come in this condition here to the masjid. So we with our dirty and filthy eyes, tongues, ears, where can we get the enjoyment of the Quran Sharif? Purify, for that is tasawwuf. For that is islah and nafs. We clean our eyes, clean our tongues, clean our ears. Then we'll get the enjoyment of Quran Sharif. بِدَمْعِي وَسَمْعِي وَبَصَرِي وَ وَتَسْتَعْمِلَ بِهِ جَسَدِي. And let my whole body be used for Quran Sharif. This is what Quran Sharif is. We got no idea. We read today. Our namazes are finished for the day. Isha is complete. Our Shaykh one time said a person who finishes his Isha is now Sultanul Layl. Now the night is his. Your responsibilities are over. Now you are free. Now you can engage yourself. You got your beautiful wife. You can engage yourself. No problem. Your duties are finished now. So we finished our day. But today, those who read Surah Fatiha 50 times, who read it 30 times, Did it even tickle us in any way? Did we have any idea I read Surah Fatiha? Unfortunately, we are with so much of treasure and value, but we don't treasure it. A person has got a diamond worth, it's valuable, valuable, but he doesn't know the value. If somebody offers him 100 rand, he says, no, give me 200. So he says, okay, yes, 200, and he's happy. But it's worth 20 billion. So, but he doesn't know the value. We don't know the value of Surah Fatiha. What Allah has given us, what is 20 billion and what is 20 trillion? It's all nothing compared to what Allah has given us. May Allah. So just let us see a little bit what is Surah Fatiha. It starts off, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ya Alif Lam Allam. Al. Alhamdulillah. According to grammar, it is called istiqarati. That means all types of praise that can be belong only to Allah Ta'ala. Even if we praise one another, somebody praise somebody for this quality, that quality, who gave him? It's Allah. Outwardly you're praising him, but reality it is Allah. Everything comes. You praise a person of his garden. What a garden you got. But who makes that garden? Who makes the thing grow? It's Allah. The water that is used, who gives that water? Allah. Everything, it grew on the ground. Who made the ground? Allah. For anything, whoever, all types of praise. And we read, for example, after namazas, where we read our tasbihat fatmi, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, 33 times. But we just read it also, we don't think of praising Allah. That, ya Allah, all types of praise belong to you. Unfortunately, we are even worse than parrots also. Worse than a tape recorder also. Tape recorder, you put it on, it just plays. And it doesn't know what it's playing. It's a dead machine. But it's playing, the sound is coming. We also have just become like that. We don't realize. So, alhamdu, all praise, lillah, is only for Allah Ta'ala. For no one else. So, what a being Allah must be. And Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, in shakar khushtar, ya ke shakar sazat. Is the sugar more sweeter or the creator of sugar? What does sugar know what is sweetness? Allah put the sweetness. And Allah's qudrat is absolute. Allah can put salty taste in sugar. Allah can put bitter taste, sour taste in sugar. And sugar itself has got no control over anything. It's Allah who has put it. Everything, your salt which you enjoy, something which has to be salty, you enjoy it salty. Who made that salty taste? Everything else what you can think of, you can go into details. Who is the maker of it all? Only Allah Ta'ala. So all praise is only for Allah Ta'ala. Lillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allah Ta'ala is Rabbul Alameen. This is muzaf ilayh. And Rabb, Allah is, who is, what is Rabb? Rabb is the creator, the nourisher, the sustainer, the one who creates. Nothing was in existence. Allah created the earth. Allah created the heavens. Allah created the skies. Allah created us, the animals. Allah is the creator of everything. That is Rabb. And after creating, Allah didn't leave it just like that. Allah is the sustainer of it. Allah did not only create it, Allah gave the guidance of how it must be used and what it must do. For us, Allah gave us Quran Sharif to guide us how we should live. And then Allah made the means for the Quran Sharif to be taught to us. And Allah made the means that we understand the Quran Sharif. That is Rabb who did everything. Like you are born as a child, you can't do anything for yourself. It's your parents who look after you, your mother who does for you, your father who does for you. All that they are doing. And Allah is the Rabb of Rabbul Alameen, of all the alams. There isn't just one alam, realam, not only one world. You have the world of the birds, you have the world of the insects, you have the world of the fish, you have the world of the of human beings, of different species, of rocks, how many different types of rocks there are, water, how many different types of water. Allah is the Rabb of everything. So all praise is due to Allah, who is the Rabb, the creator, the sustainer, the nourisher. and the one to whom we are going to return also. That is Rabb. That we are not just going to stay away from Allah forever. Everyone on his time will have to return to Allah Ta'ala. Whether we live for 1,000 years or even 10,000 years, but finally everyone has to return to Allah Ta'ala. So that is Rabb. So all praise is due to Allah. Alhamdulillah, who is Rabbul Alameen. Of all the different realms in the world, Allah is the Rabb of them. And then again, all this is governed by two special qualities. Allah's qualities are unlimited. Famous are the 99 names of Allah Ta'ala. One atheist, he had an objection. He says that you people say, the Muslims, you believe in one God, one Allah. But then you say he's got 99 names. So he's 99. A small child asked the professor, you're a professor? He said, yes. You are father also? He said, yes. You are the owner of your house also? He said, yes. All those qualities, but aren't you only one person? Those are qualities that they are. It doesn't mean that there are 99 Allahs. Allah is only one. And his 99 names have come in one hadith. The reality of the matter is, as Allah is unlimited, his names are also unlimited. And the praises of Allah Ta'ala, the greatest ibadah that Allah has given us is namaz. And in namaz, Allah has made it a perfect namaz. The greatest praises that could be of Allah Ta'ala, Allah put it in namaz. And what are they? Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka smuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. They are the greatest. If there could be greater praises, Allah should put it in namaz. The greater praises of Allah, which are, Allah will inspire Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Qiyamah's day. And then he will say those praises of Allah Ta'ala. So yeah, in this world, the greatest praises are those. We all made Isha for us. We made Sunnahs. We made Witr also. We read the Subhanakallahumma in every rakat. But who paid even the least attention to it? It is like we're going sightseeing somewhere. Eastern Transvaal, or Garden Route, or Switzerland, or Kashmir, where beautiful scenery. But we're just closing our eyes and we are passing. We're not taking notice of the beautiful sceneries, the mountains, the gorges, the waterfalls, and whatever else. Much more beautiful than that, wallah, is what is in the Quran Sharif. And we are passing through it, but we pay no attention. Zombie is not the word to describe that person. How me and you are. How we're reading our namazes. All the most beautiful beauties are in spirituality. Are in ruhaniyat, are not in maddi and material thing. It is real, and Allah gave it to us. And Allah is calling us, أَفَلَا تَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Why don't you think? أَفَلَا تَتَذَكَّرُونَ. Why don't you think? إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. And then Allah calls upon us, ponder in this creation of Allah. And Allah Himself, the Creator, how beautiful is He. So Allah is that Rabb, that who we are going to return to. Rabbul Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Allah has governed everything of His, what is great quality of Rahmaniyat and Rahimi. Rahman is, both of them are from the same root word, Rahm, the mercy of Allah. And this comes, Rahm is actually the womb of a mother. And all children that are born from one womb, they are siblings, brothers, sisters, and automatically they got feelings for one another. Amongst themselves, they will fight with one another. But somebody interferes with one of them, and see how the others will fight back again. Usually when they are small, it's different when they grow up, and dunya's temptations came, then they at one another's necks, and they want to kill one another also. But usually when they are small, how they love one another. So that mercy which is there, Allah says, Allah is Rahman. The mercy of Allah Ta'ala is for, Allah has made it for everyone. For believers also, for non-believers also. Allah's mercy on the animals also. Is the known Misri, rahmatullahi, on one occasion, sitting on the banks of the river Nile, he saw a frog coming, and it had a leaf in its mouth, and it went into the water and disappeared. After some time, it came back again, minus the leaf. So he turned to Allah, "Ya Allah, what is this? It looks like this frog was on a mission, on some work. I don't understand this work of yours, Ya Allah." Allah said, "Oh Isa, oh Zannun, Misri, that there is a snake at the bottom of the river, right at the bottom. He's old, he's gone blind, he can't look for his own rosy. I send the rosy for him. This frog takes his rosy and goes and feed him there every day." This is how Allah Ta'ala is. Rahman. Even on animals, Allah's mercy. On plants, on human beings, everyone's Allah's mercy is unlimited. The whole world is living. We are seeing people are unemployed. How are they living? And usually when these politicians give these pictures, they make it a grim picture. But you go there in the squatters, for example, you see all are laughing and enjoying. They are living. They've got no problems. Like COVID time, all the rich people who have had their doors locked up, not speaking to anyone, not touching their dear and close ones also, keeping distances from one another. And in the locations and the squatter camps and all that, those people were laughing and enjoying, and no COVID there also. They were traveling in their taxis, and they announced also, they say no COVID in their taxis. And they're sitting close to one another. And in the masjids, they say, big masjid, there is COVID there. And there's COVID in the musalla. And for these people, no COVID. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala, His mercy is for everyone. Ar-Rahim, the special mercy for the special people of Allah. Which in this world also, those who are the close servants of Allah, for them there is a special mercy. And then in the Akhirat also, for the special servants, there will be a special mercy. The mercy of Allah, many places Allah explains, Allah is Rahman, Allah is Rahim. And the word Salawat, which is mostly exclusive for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, that's a special type of mercy, a very special for the Anbiya. So for the general people, for the creation of Allah, there is a mercy. For the believers, there is a mercy. The pious ones, more mercy. And the closer you are in the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and when we read salatu salam on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, the highest level of Allah's mercy, we implore for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. So this Allah, He is so great. And in this dunya, He has given us all this to explore this. This is why we are in this dunya. We are not here to waste our time just body on money, and money on body. What are we doing? We got our body. And we in the body, we got our brain, we got our heart, everything. We are working hard to make money. After we make money, what we do? Build our house to stay in. With the money we do, buy a car to travel in. With the money, buy food, etc. to eat. And when we now live in those things, and we use that money in for our things, then we go and make more money to back again on our body. So whole life, money on body, body on money. So which Maulana Panandpuri Rahmatullah Ali explains very beautifully, a person earns during the day. Raat ko khana, at night you have your full meal. Breakfast you are usually rushing. Lunch, you take lunch from home, you're just eating some whatever sandwiches or something like that. But supper you have properly. So din ko kamana, you earn in the day. Raat ko khana. Subah ko, what's the first thing we all do when we get up in the morning? Toilet. So subah ko pakhana. Now again the stomach is empty. So again din ko kamana, raat ko khana, subah ko pakhana. Whole life we spend like this, 60, 70, 80, 90 years. So insan kya hua? In pakhana banane ki machine. That all is this ashraful makhlukat. But what is he? Just to make stool. The sum total, if you go and analyze, what is insan's life? Just to make stool and urine. And qiyamah day, as though Allah is going to ask him, who made the most stool? And who made the most urine? How many kilos of stool you made? and how many liters of urine you made. Is that what Allah created? أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا? You think Allah created you in the tomfoolery just to make stool and urine? A much more greater, superior thing. So Allah is Maliki Yawmi Deen. That the day of Qiyamah, Allah is the Malik of it. Allah didn't say Allah is Qadi Yawmi Deen, the judge. Judgment will be made by Allah Ta'ala. But a judge, he can't just make any judgment what he feels like. According to the evidence that is laid in front of him, he has to make his judgment, even if he knows that the actual reality is something else, but he has to make his judgment according to the evidence that was laid. And then another thing that governs him is the law of the country. He has to make his judgment according to the law, not as he feels like. He is a Muslim judge also, but he is employed by the state. He has to make his law not according to Islamic law. He has to do it because he is employed by them. Whereas a true Muslim, this one great lawyer, big lawyer, when he was interviewed to become a judge of the constitutional court, they asked him, they have a matter comes, and it's between your religion and the law of the state, what will you choose? He was, mashallah, a mu'min. He said, I will choose my religion. Because of that, he didn't get his job. Who wouldn't want to become a judge in the constitutional court? But he forsook that. But anyway, if you are there, then they make it your duty. You have to give judgment according to their law. If it is a qadi in an Islamic country, he has to give judgment according to Sharia. So Allah Ta'ala is not bound by any law whatsoever. Allah can be the greatest sinner, and if Allah wants to forgive him, Allah will forgive him. And the greatest pious person, if Allah wants to punish him, Allah can punish him. But he also remember, Allah is Ar-Rahman, Allah is Ar-Rahim. So now Allah is Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah is the owner. He can do as he pleases. Judgment, court cases, they will take place. Everything. But Allah is not bound by any evidence what the farishtas also give. Allah is not bound by any laws also. Allah can do as he pleases. يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ لا يسأل عما يفعل. Allah is not going to, nobody can question Allah that you gave this judgment here, you gave that judgment there. Allah can do everything. Maliki Yawmiddin. And this, it comes in the hadith. Now just think here also. There are so many ulama also sitting. We are teaching in Darul Ulooms also. And we teach this famous hadith that when a person says in namaz, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah says, Hamidani Abdi. My banda has praised me. When we say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah says, Athna Alayya Abdi. My banda has praised me. Maliki Yawmiddin. Majjadani Rabbi. My banda has explained my great exalted position. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Hada baini wa baina abdi wa li abdi ma sa'al. This is between me and my banda. And for my banda is what he has asked. Allah has given it to you. You ask for sirati mustaqim, ask for the help of Allah. Allah says, my help is there for you. So imagine when you have built up your case like this. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. If we can have little bit attention in our namaz, we just go like a fast train speeding through, and we don't pay any attention to what great, great things Allah has given us. Wallah, more beautiful than all the women in the world, more beautiful than the best love relationship, more enjoyable than all the sceneries of the world. What a position Allah has given a believer. 50 times a day, Allah lets him pass through this beautiful scenery. You don't have to go to Switzerland. You don't have to go to Kashmir. You don't have to go. It's here for you all the time. But we just turn a blind eye. What a sad condition ours is. We come to the masjid. And those who don't come, what to say about them? We who come, we don't pay any attention. So Allah says this. And the ustads who are teaching also, it's only for the classroom. In their namaz, they don't think once also perhaps, all this, that Hamidani Abdi, Asna Aliya Abdi, we don't think about it. So is our deen only for the classroom, just to teach? The students heard it there and they just know it in the classroom. Why don't we bring it in the masjid? Why don't we at least hear this with the ears of knowledge, that we got knowledge? When I'm reading Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, then I hear with the ears of knowledge, Allah is telling me Hamidani Abdi. And what enjoyment you will get when you are talking to your beloved and your beloved is hearing, as our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's beautiful poem. The people who are in illicit love affairs, for example, at night you're thinking of your beloved, and you're thinking and you're speaking to your beloved everything, but she's fast asleep, she don't know nothing about you. You are promising her this, and you are praising her with this, and what and what you're going through, fantasizing what and what you're going, and she don't know anything. What Allah, Allah knows everything. Allah knows everything what you are saying. You are talking to Allah, and Allah is hearing everything of yours. And but we don't feel it. We haven't got that connection. Completely dead. Not only when the lights are, what do we call this? Load shedding. It's not only load shedding, it's like the whole plant is gone dead. No life in our namaz. Otherwise, namaz would be, what an enjoyment. So some hear with the ears of their knowledge, hardly anyone. And the other with the ears of yaqeen, the ears of the heart, that my Allah is speaking to me. And how fortunate are those bandas of Allah, whom Allah blesses, and they hear with the ears of their head, that Allah is speaking to me. They've got that real connection with Allah. As they are making namaz, they are hearing Allah saying, Hamidani Abdi, Allahu Akbar. When Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu made these great sacrifices, and everything he gave in the path of Allah, and he was sacked, fastened with thorns, and Allah loved it so much, Allah ordered all the malaika you are dressing for today will be also sacked like Hazrat Abu Bakr. And in that condition, Allah asked Abu Bakr and said, through Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah is sending salams to you and asking in this condition that you have given everything of yours away. You only got your sack that you have covering your sitter, which you have to do. Are you happy? Allah is asking if I'm happy. Allah, Abu Bakr is happy. Abu Bakr is jubilant. Abu Bakr is greatly happy with his Rabb. So every namaz we supposed to feel like that. But in namaz is the coolness of my eyes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ju'ilat qurratu ayni fi salah. The greatest enjoyment that I get is when I'm in namaz, when I'm with my Allah. And the greatest joyful layl in the middle of the night, when a person is now nobody else, it's him and his Allah. And he's talking to his Allah, his qiyam. And الَّذِي يَرَاكَ حِينَ تَقُمْ وَتَقَلُّبَكَ فِي السَّاجِدِينَ, that Allah is watching you and you are standing. When you are making ruku, sajda, Allah is watching me. That relation, not a dead namaz, a loving namaz that we make. This is what Allah has given us. But we haven't worked on our namaz at all. We work on our cars, we work on our gardens, we work on our clothing. Women, sometimes they want to sew something. How much time they take, then they sew it, they make it. Want it like this. The curtain must be like this. The tablecloth must be like this. How lot time. But we didn't work on our namaz. There's great treasure that Allah has given us. And unfortunate that me and you all, we are in the same boat. The ulama, the pious people, the ordinary people. Namaz is just like a duty. Response, just rush quickly up and down. Kiss the ground, back to town. No real reality in our namaz. What a great gift. And in namaz, we are only discussing still Surah Fatiha. Then all the other aspects of namaz, what Allah has given us. So anyway, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Allah says, half is for you and half is for me. For me, you told إِيَّاكَ, from Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ. Till there is for Allah. Praises of Allah. Now you are asking for yourself. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Only you do we worship. Only you are we asking for help. We can't ask anyone else for help. Only you are fit to help us. Nobody else can help us. Nobody can guide us. It is only you, my Allah. And I'm turning to you. And a person who turns and begs from somebody in such a way, please, there's nobody who can help me. Only you can help me. I'll die. What will happen if you don't help me? Please help me. Like that attitude we are asking Allah Ta'ala. But we are dead. No current in our namaz. No current in our Surah Fatiha. We are like dead people when we are reading. So we are asking only Allah. And for Surah Fatiha, 7 verses, 7 ayats. 3.5 for Allah, praising Allah. 3.5 for us. That from we are taking from Allah. So now we say, Iyaka nasta'in. Oh Allah, only you. And we should make that tashdeed, Iyaka. Don't read it, Iyaka. That is a warning. I warn you. Watch out. And we must read that tashdeed, Iyaka. Then only you do we worship. Only you do we seek help from. Oh Allah, I want your help. Now what is this help? Now we are asking, Ihdina siratul mustaqim. The greatest thing that we could ask for, sirati mustaqim, the straight path. The straight path that leads to Jannah. The straight path that leads to Allah. The straight path that leads to the treasure of Allah. The straight path that leads to the joy of life. The straight path that leads to protection and security. That everything what I want, the best I get and straight I get it. I don't have to go crooked. I don't have to go via this place and that place. Straight I go. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. Guide us. And this guidance is not that you give you the directions. The guidance is that Allah holds your hand and takes you. You have a worker for you, your driver. And you tell him, go and deliver his goods. And you give him directions. 5 kilometers, you go straight. 2.5 kilometers. And then you turn right. And then 1 kilometer, 700 meters, you turn left. Right to the detail you give him. And you give him all road signs, what you call them, landmarks. There is a Caltex garage here. There is this big building there. Everything. And he still goes and gets lost. We say, what kind of... And then you give him a cell phone and you are in touch with him on... Turn here, turn there. You are making a video call, not talking of the masala, but you have made a video call and you see where he is and you tell him, go this way, go... And he still goes and gets lost. What a person. And that is still... One person went to Durban and he asked one Indian fella for some direction. So he told him, you go straight, you turn right, you turn left... And then you turn straight and you get lost. Now if you get directions like that, then where are you going to come out? You must turn straight. And then you must get lost, he tells you. You just go and get lost. Don't waste my time. What are you asking me for direction? Allah gave us straight direction. Perfect to reach Allah. I ask myself, we all, have I reached Allah till today? There are amongst us who have been making namaz for 50 years, 20 years, 30 years. And every namaz, every day, how many times surah, the whole namaz is to lead us to Allah. But we haven't found Allah. What are we doing? In which ghaflat, in which world are we living? What are we going to answer in the qabr? If we didn't find, when we ask, Mar Rabbuka, and I didn't find Allah. And I can't answer who is my Rabb. And then the malaika will start smiting and hitting us. And snakes will be let loose on us. And the fire of Jahannam. You had your whole life to find Allah. Even you are making namaz and you didn't find Allah. What are we going to answer? Hey, we have to find Allah. How many of us, if a non-Muslim have to ask us, who is Allah? Can we answer? In our life, a person who has found Allah, the signs are clear in his life. Do we see any of that sign, that connection with Allah? Why haven't we found Allah till today? So, it's the sirati mustaqim we are asking. It's a great, great ni'mat of Allah, the straight path. The Christians in their Bible, Their opening chapter is, oh, something more or less the words, oh, our Lord who are in heaven, we ask you for our daily bread. All what they ask, and that is what they told Isa alayhi salam. Hal yastati'u rabbuka ay yunazzil alayna ma'idatan min as-sama. Now this Easter period, what is this Passover they have? It is the occasion when Allah sent the Dasturkhan from Jannat for them. And so they ask for food. We are asking for the straight path that leads to Allah, that leads to Jannat, that leads to the pleasure of Allah, and in which is included all the namat of Jannat, in which is included all the Hurul Ain of Jannat, in which is concluded all the waterfalls of Jannat, and all the beautiful sceneries of Jannat, and the wonderful health, and the water sports, scuba diving, whatever you can think of, everything is in Jannat. Everything is in Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. That in this world you don't falter, you don't make mistakes, you don't invest in the wrong place, you don't keep friends with the wrong people. Everything is in Sirat al-Mustaqim. But we are not asking. 20 years I'm making namaz. 5 times a day I'm making namaz. But I'm not making namaz. I haven't found Allah. I haven't connected. I'm asking Sirat-i-Mustaqim, but I got no idea what I'm asking also. When I'm asking Sirat-i-Mustaqim, the filthiest thoughts are in my mind. Gunas are in my mind. This part of the world is in my mind. That part of the world is in my mind. What kind of namazes are we making? So, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. And then the sirat al-mustaqim is defined further. What is the straight path? Sirat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. The path of those people that you made in'am upon, who you favored, who you showed your special blessing, those people. And that is again defined in the Quran in detail. Min al-ladhina an'ama Allahu alayhim. Those people whom Allah has showered it. Min al-nabiyyin, was-siddiqin, was-shuhada, was-salihin. Of the Anbiya alayhim, that is the path we must follow. Not the path of modern Islam. Not the path of Islam that fits in Western society. Not Islam that we want to make a facelift of Islam. A person getting married, and his fiancé tells him on wedding day, this pair of shoes I'm sending you must wear this shoes. He wears a size 7 shoe, and she sends him a size 5 shoe. Now, he says, you're not going to fit him. So what must he do? Chop his toes off. Must he make his body chop it and make the fit the shoe? Or must you can wear your old torn sapats on that day. But you don't go and chop your toes. This beautiful deen of Islam, must we chop it to suit the filthy people who don't know istinja? Who go, innama al-mushrikuna najasun. These mushriks are napaki, paleed. Their whole body, their hearts are filled with kufr and shirk. The worst type of filth and dirt. They go to toilet, they don't make istinja. They polish themselves with toilet paper. And they spread their dirt over their whole private part. Those people, they don't wash their hands when they come out of toilet. And then they eat and they are cooking food for us. And we eat that in the takeaways and all that. Is that what our life was supposed to be? And they are dirty. What they know what is cleanliness? Allah has shown Islam, istinja. What their women know during menses. What are the masalas? What are the rulings of being pak and clean? They got no idea whatsoever of it. That is only Islam taught that. Islam, they make a joke out of Islam. And they say they have reached the sky and we are still in istinja masalas. Mubarak to be in istinja masalas. And that you are clean. And what achievement you went to the moon? And what this Armstrong, he came back from the moon, what he brought? Sand. As if there wasn't sand in the world. All the way, what an expense, how many trillions of dollars to go, and all they brought was sand. As if there wasn't enough sand in the world. Allahu Akbar. And what a deen Allah gave us. To make istinja, to be pak and clean. Then shayateen don't come near you. Malaika come near you. What a deen Allah gave us. So this path, this the Anbiya, that is the deen that we follow. Not the way of the Western way. We don't change our Islam to suit them. They must change. We won't change. Our Islam is the Islam of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the chosen deen of Allah, minan nabiyyin was siddiqeen, and the king of the siddiqeen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, we follow his way. Who Sayyidina Abu Bakr was, and how he stood for Islam, and how he sacrificed for Islam, a mountain, a pillar, a mountain for Islam. He didn't move one bit. Islam, he says that, Ayan Qusuddin wa Abu Bakr hai, can there come any deficiency in deen while Abu Bakr is alive? My life can go, but not one thing. Those people who are just giving the string with which the animals are fastened in zakat, if they don't give that string, I will wage jihad against them. That will also, they will have, he's fought for every bit of Islam. Min al-Nabiyyin wa Siddiqeen wa Shuhada, those who give their lives for Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abu Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah alayh. And we are prompted to say, radiyallahu anhu, what a man he was. But rahmatullah alayh, in any case, he saw one mujahid crying, very lamenting, sorrow, sad, what's wrong? My horse died, my jihad horse, which I used to make jihad, it died. And I lost 40,000 dirhams, it was worth 40,000 dirhams. Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak was a rich man, and he had a heart also. Some people got big hearts, but they got no money. Others got lot of money, but no heart they got to see. They can't give a person ice in winter also, though they got so much money. But he was a man who had a big heart, and Allah gave him, he gave, yes, your 40,000 take. At night he dreamt, and he saw that horse of his that is made of pearls and jewels and diamonds, beautiful horse. And he's taking thousands of people into Jannat. Somebody said, that is Abdullah ibn Mubarak's horse. In the dream he said, no, that's my horse. Then morning came, he told Abdullah ibn Mubarak, your 40,000, yeah, take it. He said, now when you saw your dream, you didn't realize the value of jihad, that 40,000, and what Allah Ta'ala, remember this lesson, that when we make some investment, and they say after 1 year you'll get your returns. After 5 years, 10 years, you planted some trees which only mature. After 20, 30 years, then you'll get your return. As long as it's in this dunya, we are happy. You'll get your returns in akhirah. Oh, that's not anything. The real returns are of akhirah, not of this dunya. Somebody did you down. You lost your money. You made sabr. Allah will give you so much in the akhirah, you cannot imagine. But we feel sad about that. We haven't got that heart to overlook, to forgive. Abdullah ibn Mubarak immediately gave him his 40,000. When he realized what is that 40,000, what was that horse of his, then he changed. So anyway, min al-Nabiyyin, wa Siddiqeen, wa Shuhada, wa Salihin, at least follow, that is common. The Salihin are still present amongst us. There are plenty Salihin. Follow the ways of the Salihin. Anbiya are gone. No Nabi can come. There is out of the question. Siddiqeen, there are very few. And min al-Nabiyyin wa Siddiqeen wa Shuhada, they are gone. When they become Shaheed, they are gone already. We have got the Salihin. So follow that day. Khairil maghdubi alladhina an'ama Allahu alayhim min al-Nabiyyin wa Siddiqeen wa Shuhada wa Khairil maghdubi alayhim. Not Allah says clearly, and we repeat up to 100 times a day, and even more, that we don't want to follow the ways of the Jews, but we are immersed in their ways. Our clothing we love like that. Our houses, even the pious people, our houses are like their houses. Their state of the art, furniture, we got. State of the art appliances, what they got in their houses, we got. We copy them. Everything what they got, we put in our. They got a bright place outside, we put a bright place outside. They got a swimming pool, we put a swimming pool. We follow them to the T. Lord Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, this ummah will follow the Jews and Christians, how a lizard goes into its hole. We will follow every way of theirs and we'll follow them. Unfortunate. And we are supposed to be the people that we are reading, khairil maghdubiya, and like the words are such. And this is also one of the beautiful parts of balaghat, eloquence of Arabic. That you can hear it, ghayril maghdubi alayhim. You can hear it in that anger which is in that word. I don't want to follow the ways of these people, ghayril maghdubi, but I'm following. All of us, that we are following. Our dressing, education of our children is their way. Whatever we're doing is their way. Or what their cars are like that. Who got a house like the Sahaba? Who got a house like the pious people? We all want their things and we die for it. We cherish it. It's full in our heart. Must live like them. Have holidays like them. Everything we plan, we want it like them. Waladhalin. That also you can hear. Dhalin. Even if you don't know Arabic, you can make out in there that these are Gumrah people. People who have gone astray. But we following the Yahud and the Nasara. To the T we are following them. So Allah give us tawfiq. Our time is up. And there's still so much to be said. The little bit I know, I was only able to speak a very little of that. Give our time for deen. Learn our deen. And see what treasures. And Surah Fatiha, what a great. وَلَقَدْ عَاتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِّنَ الْمَثَانِ وَالْقُرْآنِ الْعَظِيمِ وَلَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ. Don't stretch your eyes to look at إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ أَزْوَاجًا مِّنْهُمْ زَهْرَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا لِنَفْتِنَهُمْ فِيهِ. To test them. وَرِزْقُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. The rosy of your Rabb is the most enjoyable. The spiritual food, what is biryani in front of it? What is plow in front of it? What is salmon fish in front of it? What is anything else in front of the spirit? And Allah has given it free for every person, the young and the old, the children, the young girls at home, the old ladies at home, everyone, the black person and the white person, the judge and the lawyer, the whole ummah, Allah has given this great treasure. Allah, let us work on our deen and realize what a deen we have got. For that we have to give time. Go to the khankas, go to the ahlullah, work on our deen, study our deen properly, and then make our namazes. And by next Ramzan, if we can make namaz, and we spend Ramzan, what is called Ramzan, then you'll see you're a king, the real king, forever you're a king. And otherwise, we're just going to waste our time, and all useless pursuits. And it's not a matter, it's just the end. When the end comes, it's a start. And it must not be the end of all our stupidity in this dunya and the start of azab upon us. Upon the snakes being let loose on us in the qabr. We won't be able to run anywhere. We won't be able to make any SMS or SOS call, emergency call. We can't get paramedics. We can't call emergency service. We'll just have to suffer it. إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Till the day when Qiyamah will come. Then will be another type of azab. On the day of Qiyamah. Then will be pulled sirat. And may Allah save us. If it's Jahannam after that. Don't waste this few years Allah has given us. Is to make that life. Is not to destroy it. For the sake of this dunya. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Guide us to righteousness. And show us sirati mustaqim. Ramzan was for that. And a person who found Sirati Mustaqim, he has reached Allah by the end of Ramzan. If we haven't found Allah, we didn't spend Ramzan. We are only thinking we are making Ramzan. We didn't engage with Allah Ta'ala. And if we did find Allah, the yearning of Kaaba Sharif will be in the heart now. Even if we are not going, but all the time we'll be seeing Kaaba. We won't be seeing all the women there. We won't be seeing the people taking photos and that. We will be just be by Allah. And that person that, and by Rauza and Mubarak, what to say to be by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. If we didn't, we were in Ramzan somewhere else. We were not in Ramzan. We were not keeping Rauza. We were just, it's just like a paper. On paper it was. Reality wasn't there. May Allah grant us the next Ramadan we prepare and we find Allah. And we get Sirati Mustaqim. And we reach Allah Ta'ala, then Hajj is Hajj for that person. Then Arafat is Arafat for that. Ma'rifat of Allah comes to that person. The nights of Mina are for that person. And the pelting of Shaitan is for that person. Not just we outwardly there going for Hajj. Right in Arafat also, men and women are mixed. And Haji Bhai, Haji Bain talking and laughing and joking with one another. What Arafat, what Haji Bhai and Haji Bain? Putting yourself in Jahannam, right in Arafat, Mina, Muzdalifah, and who no connection with Allah. Your Haji Bain is more important. Haji Bhai all the time. We're building up relations there. And then coming and let him grow more. Yeah, what kind of Haji is that? Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah.